Good morning. It's Brenda Matthews on WHLC FM 104.5. Time for our weekly feature, Ask the Mayor, with Mayor Patrick Taylor from the town of Highlands. Good morning.
Good morning, Brenda. I'm doing good. It's been a busy week of meetings.
Let's recap a little bit. We have a couple of big events that happened this past weekend in town. The first was the grand opening of the PAC.
That's right. It was a wonderful Saturday performance with Bravo Amici. Sally and I had the honor of attending, and that is a wonderful first-rate facility that we can all be proud of. Now, I want to emphasize one thing about it. It was through the donations and support and generosity of private citizens in this town that that became a reality. That says a lot for this community, that there was a need that people felt like needed to be met, and they put forth the resources to make it a reality.
And it turned out to be a beautiful facility.
Yes, it did.
We also had a very successful Porch Fest.
The PAC had a ceremonial ribbon cutting at around 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, and after that was done, Sally and I, we walked downtown, and the Porch Fest was just a wonderful event this year. It's the second year that it's been put on a Sunday afternoon. The first year, there was a number of good musicians, but this year, I think there were over 30 musicians performing at different venues in the downtown area. And I just thought the turnout of people just walking around, listening to good music, spending money at the stores and everything, it's just a great, great concept. And I hope that will continue.
Now, you had a big joint meeting with the Chamber this week, and I know it's been a while since you've done that. What happened there?
That's right. We'd been trying to get together the board of the Chamber and the town board together to sit down and just have a conversation about mutual concerns and opportunities. We did that this week. It was open to the public. I thought it was a good, productive meeting where we shared ideas about things that the town should be doing to support tourism, and then things that the chamber should be doing to support tourism. One thing I pointed out, I really thank the chamber for doing this. They put on all the events that we all come to enjoy in Highlands. For example, the concerts on Saturday evenings at the park. Then when we have our upcoming Halloween event where we close off Main Street, that will be a chamber event, along with all the Christmas town lighting and the parade. All of those events are supported by the chamber. It's kind of a unique relationship because a lot of towns, the government entity has an events coordinator and it's sponsored by the actual town government. But in this case, we use the visitor center and the chamber to put on these events that attract people to the town, both from outside the community, our tourists, and also our local residents who get to enjoy these events too. There's areas that we feel like we can work together to improve certain things. We're talking about, for example, the electric vehicle charging stations. It's an ongoing process that I think will be coming to closure on very soon. The other thing that we all agreed was that meeting together is very productive. So we'll be scheduling these periodic meetings where we sit down and talk together throughout the year.
The other big meeting in town, the joint Macon County Board of Commissioners meetings, and you had mentioned before we started that you hadn't done this since the COVID outbreak.
No, we hadn't. About three times a year we have these meetings. That meeting, it wasn't here, it was in Franklin, this meeting, and then Macon County will host the next one in several months, and then folks will come up to Highlands from Franklin and the county to have a meeting here in Highlands several months from
Makes
now,
sense.
Too. This is something that, like you say, we had not done since COVID. We had to stop meeting in those large gatherings during that terrible period, how we can work together, how the county can support some of the concerns that municipalities have, and also how the municipalities can work with the county. And then, of course, we go around and give everybody an update on what we're doing. I talked about, for example, the completion of our fire department, which is a partnership because we have a fire district with the county. The county's involved with our construction of our fire department, of course, almost complete. It's within budget. And the next step would be to secure funding to have full-time firemen staying at the fire department 24/7, so when a call goes out, within 2 minutes, they're in the truck headed to the fire. So that's what's ahead of us, Brenda. It's going to take, again, some planning and coordination and working with the county to make the full-time staffing a reality, but that's the next step in the process. Some other common concerns, and let me just go over those. One, workforce housing is not just a problem in Highlands, but throughout the county. Franklin has initiatives going, and they're concerned about it. We talked about were things like childcare. Across the county, there's a challenge of people having adequate childcare so people can go to work. I think we can work together on addressing some of these critical needs. I did point out in my report that I hope that the county will fund the pre-K program that has been presented and proposed by leaders of the Macon County Board of Education and advocates for the Highland School. We're basically the only school in the county system that does not have a pre-K program in place, and I'm hoping that the funding of that will become a reality moving forward, and we can offer that as one part of the solution for child care. That's just one part. I think we have a role to play in our recreation department in building a after-school program where we replace the old Houston house that we had to tear down with a facility where kids can come after school in a program. Let me emphasize, and I express my appreciation to the county leadership, our recreation department is not just a town operation. It is a county operation because the county is very supportive financially of our operations. They give $550,000 a year for the operation of our recreation department. And as a result, our recreation department is open to everyone, whether you live in the town of Highlands, and I would point out we pay county taxes too, but also if you live anywhere in the area or anywhere in Macon County, you have access to this wonderful recreation facility we have. For example, we put in pickleball courts this year. We put in lights so people in the summer and everything can play in the evening. Well, the county contributed to that project of putting the lights in. So that's what I'm talking about, the partnerships. They helped us with building of the pool. They contributed money. They've helped with capital improvements over the years, in addition to the constant annual support that they provide. So it's a partnership that I think is very vital to maintaining first-class recreational facilities here on the plateau.
Absolutely. You also discussed sidewalk and paving.
And talking about meetings, I'm the chairman of the Regional Transportation Advisory Committee. We're going to be meeting over in Cherokee on Monday night to talk about prioritization of paving projects throughout Western Carolina, some that would impact the plateau in Highlands, others in Macon County. So it's a comprehensive approach to what is the priorities for road projects that DOT will do. Part of that sidewalks. The DOT is having to reorganize their priorities and their funding because really what has happened, the motor fuel tax that used to be adequate to fund road projects, that's no longer enough to meet the transportation needs in the state. So they're having to rethink how they fund road projects and sidewalks. I know that our friends in Franklin, they have several initiatives to improve the walkability of their community by putting in sidewalks, and we are doing the same, especially with our exploration of putting a sidewalk going out on Highway 106. I know this past week our Public Works Committee met, and they're going to come to the town board with an updated sidewalk plan for the entire town. You know, I ride around every morning before I go to work just to see how things are going, and people are out walking. They're walking their dogs. They're walking with groups. That is a real enjoyable event that we can all participate in Highlands, and if we can improve the sidewalks, that's the way to go. What about the sidewalks that we've already funded that are under construction? We're waiting for those sidewalks to be put in. The contracts have been let, along with the paving that we approved and financed for this year. The contracts are let. This becomes a critical period, the fall, for paving and putting in sidewalks before the snow and the cold weather occurs.
Right, but we just don't know here living
That's
in the
right.
mountains.
That's right. And like I say, I think that going into the end of October, you'll see work on those projects being done because we need to get them done before the cold weather sets in.
Now, you have another one of your community coffees next Friday, the 30th.
This is the October Community Coffee at the Hudson Library. It starts at 11 o'clock. We always have those coffees on the last Friday of the month, and our state legislative delegation will be here. Kevin Corbin, our state senator, and Carl Gillespie, our state representative, they will both be there to talk about the priorities for the next long session of the legislature, which will start in January. And I will say this, travel with Commissioner Hain, and we had our commissioners go down to Franklin for meetings, and we do that traveling periodically. And then I think about our legislative delegation, where they have to travel every week about 340 miles to Raleigh, back and forth. That's a lot to ask of people, and I appreciate their willingness to make those long journeys. But in Western Carolina, there are about five state capitals closer to where we live than Raleigh.
Is that right?
For example, Columbia, South Carolina is mm-hmm. closer. Atlanta, Georgia is closer. Nashville, Tennessee is closer. And I think Montgomery is actually a little bit closer than going to Raleigh.
That's kind
of an interesting geographical perspective of where we live.
You wanted to update us on paving roads and sidewalks here in town?
We have a contract to pave First Street and put a sidewalk there. Oak Street, we'll extend the sidewalk there. And then we have a number of roads that we will be resurfacing, like Old Walhalla. We have a window of opportunity to get those done. Then we have sidewalks going out on 64. The plan is from basically Cullisage and Pinecrest going all the way in the town to have a continuous sidewalk on that side of the road. Right now, it's kind of fragmented, and we've allocated the money and been waiting for the contractors to make those connections, and hopefully that will be done in the coming weeks.
Boy, we have a lot going on in this little town, don't we?
We sure do. and it's a busy time of the year. At the meeting on Thursday night, Mayor Jack Horton of Franklin made an interesting observation, and this is on tourist patterns. We always assume that July is the big tourist season for the mountains, and it is. But he pointed out that actually during the leaf season of October, that's when we get our biggest wave of tourists coming through Highlands, Franklin, all of Western Carolina, the leaf lookers. So it's going to be a very crowded and busy month ahead.
Mayor Patrick Taylor, thank you so much for your time once again.
See you next week.